Now get ready to hear about an idea that can change history and can obliterate the cheating Democrat Party for a century or more. Now this is Mike Adams. Thanks for joining me today here on this Health Ranger report at Brighttown.com. Now Representative Chip Roy has done something really commendable, and the Republican Party is of course getting behind this, and it's the SAVE Act, S-A-V-E, which is about requiring proof of citizenship when people register to vote. Because currently what's happening is the Democrats are mass registering illegals to vote knowingly, criminally, because they need all those illegals on the voter rolls. Not that they even need those illegals to show up to vote. All they need is for all these additional names on the voter rolls, because that's how Democrats cheat, is they fabricate the votes and assign them to people on the voter rolls, whether they're alive or dead or legal or illegal or otherwise. So Representative Chip Roy's SAVE Act would also require illegals to be removed from the voter rolls. And that's a very important step, and that's something that needs to be pursued. But should we manage to defeat the cheating Democrats and get Donald J. Trump into the White House again, then there's something that he can do that will change history. And it's very simple, and it's very powerful. And I call it the Election Fraud Amnesty Confession Program. And here's how it would work. Trump would announce the program nationwide and say, hey, to every person who participated in vote fraud, if you stuffed ballot boxes, if you ran ballots multiple times, if you were involved in the cheating or the artificial creation of votes using the voter rolls, etc., if you handled the ballot printing operations that the Democrats ran, or the mass mail drops, or any kind of illegal vote rigging activity, if you were involved in any of that, you can come to the federal government, you can confess to what you've done, and if you name two other people that conspired with you to carry out these crimes, then you will be granted amnesty. You will not be criminally prosecuted. Your name will never be released to the public. The DOJ will be hands off. All you have to do is confess to your crimes through this secure mechanism that the White House can set up through the DOJ, perhaps with, you know, Attorney General, whoever it happens to be. I think Ken Paxton would make an excellent Attorney General for the DOJ under Trump. But there'll be a mechanism with the DOJ, a secure way to submit your information, confess to your crimes, and then you can't be prosecuted as long as your confession is truthful. The only way you can be prosecuted is if you lied in your confession or if you left something out. But you need to confess, and you need to provide the names of two other people that you worked with who also participated in these crimes against America via election rigging. So again, this is the Election Fraud Amnesty Confession Program. And then at the same time, Trump needs to say, if you don't confess, we are going to prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law. We're going to prosecute thousands of people all across America, including those who rigged the 2020 election. We're going to go back to 2020, and we're going to prosecute everybody, even in the midterms, in 2022. Perhaps even back to 2018. I'm not sure, you know, how far back they can go in terms of what the law allows. But with Trump's threat to prosecute people to the fullest extent of the law with long jail sentences, you're going to get a lot of people stepping forward and saying that they will confess to the crimes they committed. And then we will have a massive amount of information based on the confessions of these people. And what should happen at that point is the DOJ should redact the names, of course, because they promised to protect the names of the people, redact the names and any identifiable information, and then release this to the public as a compilation report. Look at all these reports of all the election fraud, the vote rigging, the machine hacking, the ballot stuffing, the ballot mules, everything. Here's what went on in 2020. Release that to the public. And that would be powerful. And it would be undeniable. You see, it's time to finish off the Democrats. The Democrat Party is a party that can only stay in power by cheating. That's their whole recipe, is cheat in elections and now bring in illegals to pump up the voter rolls and then cheat with those names. In an honest election, they will lose power because their ideas suck. All their ideas are horrible. I mean, look at their cities. Look at California if you want to see how Newsom's doing, or look at a blue city if you want to see how Democrat policies work. They're all in shambles. They're all collapsing. They're all broke. They've got record violent crime, drug addiction, child trafficking, needles on the streets, homelessness, just the worst of society. Many of these cities run by Democrats look like third world countries, like parts of LA or St. Louis or Chicago, for that matter, or Seattle or Portland and so on. They look like third world countries. New York City Mayor Eric Adams just announced the invention of the trash can to try to convince people to put trash in a trash can. Yeah. We've had that in red states for a very long time, Mayor Adams, by the way. And if you think that invention is amazing for cleaning up the town, wait until San Francisco discovers toilets. The Democrat Party has set out to destroy America in the same way they've destroyed their own cities. They have systematically allowed America to be overrun and infiltrated. They have systematically corrupted the judicial system, the education system, the corporate media, elections, the legislative branch, the overreach of regulatory departments like the EPA and the ATF and the DEA and so on. The Democrats are destroyers of civilization, and it's time to stop them. It's time to call their bullshit and to have the adults step into the room and say, enough of your vote rigging, enough of your lies, enough of your fraud, enough of your cheating, enough, you're done. And disbar the Democrats from even participating in elections, knowing that they have rigged so many elections in recent years. They've rigged every election. Frankly, the Democrat Party should be banned from existence because they cheat. And perhaps when all the evidence comes out from the amnesty confessions, then perhaps that would be an option to say, look, you know, your party's been cheating for 20 years. It's actually longer than that. It goes back to Bill Clinton. And so you're going to be barred from politics for 20 years. How about that? You cheat for an election cycle, then you miss out on an election cycle. That's the way it's going to work. Now, I want to encourage you, share this podcast with your representatives in the House and your senators as well. Just forward them a link to this on Brightown.com. We also posted it on Rumble.com because Brightown links are not shareable on Twitter because Twitter has, you know, banned us. And we've sued Twitter in order to try to overturn that ban. That lawsuit is underway right now. But share the Rumble link if that's the only link that works for you. Make sure that your representatives know about this idea, because this is a very powerful idea. It gets people to confess themselves and to name their co-conspirators so that they themselves can achieve immunity from prosecution. Because all I want, all that I ask for, is just fair and free elections. I have no fear competing with Democrats in the realm of ideas, where we have the freedom to speak, where we have fair elections, where the Democrats are not allowed to cheat. I know that real America can defeat the fascist Democrats every time. They cannot compete on a level playing field. That's why they have to cheat. But I am willing to honor the outcome of any election that is fair and free, that's also conducted in an environment of freedom of speech, so that there can be public debates and discussions about the candidates and the issues. So we have to have the First Amendment protected. We have to have honest elections. And in that environment, if a Democrat wins, then so be it. I'm happy to live with that. I'm not here to say that Democrats can never be in power in some areas of the country. I'm here to say we should never let them cheat, because that is treason. And in fact, I'm wondering if some of the criminal charges against these people might include, you know, treason or sedition, because look at how they're overrunning the country by allowing these illegals to come in and commit all kinds of violent crimes and to take over the elections process. This is more than just a simple misdemeanor. These are serious felony crimes, if not crimes of war, against these United States of America. Now, one other thing that needs to happen in all of this, as soon as Trump is sworn in, he needs to launch an effort to deport the illegals. Now, I have expressed some reservation about this idea in the past, just the methods by which it might be conducted. But I've always supported the overall concept. We do have to get these illegals out of the country. My concerns in the past have been about civil rights. I don't want to see Hispanic Americans profiled. I don't want to see show me your papers. I don't want to see people raided at home, you know, door to door, busting in the doors and terrifying families and pulling people out of there, even if they are illegals. Because, you know, inevitably they end up raiding the wrong homes. You know, you see this all the time with ATF and other government agencies and sometimes local police or SWAT teams. They'll raid the wrong house and then they'll kill the guy that lives there because he thought it was a home invasion, you know, so he starts shooting back. Well, I don't want to see this spiral into violence. So there's a very simple way to do this, actually, that does not violate civil rights. And as you may recall, I met with some high-level officials of Texas law enforcement who told me the plan. And it's very simple. And it comes down to traffic enforcement, where the sheriffs and the highway patrol and police officers in city jurisdictions, they engage in aggressive traffic enforcement. So if you're speeding, if you roll through a stop sign, if you fail to signal, whatever, if you're driving on the shoulder, you know, they pull you over and there they check citizenship status, which is perfectly reasonable. It does not violate the rights of Americans. And there's a legal reason to pull somebody over. And through that method alone, do you realize you'll deport millions of illegals in the first year? Probably hundreds of thousands out of Texas alone. Why? Because illegals drive like lunatics. That's why. And everybody who's lived in southern states knows that. Illegals drive like freaking lunatics because they think they're still in Mexico City or wherever, or South America, and they drive that way. And, you know, they don't obey any traffic rules whatsoever. So it's going to be pretty easy to pull them over and then find out they're illegal and then deport them. But the second thing to realize is that law enforcement is very capable of arresting illegals, arresting a lot more of them, if ICE would deport them instead of just letting them loose. So I know this from talking with law enforcement, that sometimes they just refuse to arrest even human traffickers. I mean, I've heard this directly, that they say it's no point arresting, you know, this van load of human traffickers because if you turn them over to ICE, ICE is just going to release them into society. So there's actually no point in doing it. And instead, a lot of local law enforcement, they will choose to just go after violent offenders, you know, rapists and robbers and carjackers and so on. But human trafficking is a nonviolent crime in the moment that it's happening, you know, when they're trafficking a person across the border. The trafficked person or trafficked family, they usually want to be trafficked. You see what I'm saying? So, and then the people driving the van or doing the smuggling, they want to be involved in this as well. So none of those people are actually, you know, hurting each other. There's not an act of violence going on there. Now, of course, after they get to America, then a lot of illegals become violent criminals, yes. But during the act of the actual, you know, human trafficking, the coyotes and what have you, there's not a violent act taking place in that time. So law enforcement often chooses to ignore that. But if federal policies change, then local law enforcement can do a whole lot more. You will see arrests and deportations really tick up if the feds would deport these illegals. And so there need to be daily busloads going south, dropping off the illegals at the border, dropping them off in Mexico. Why? Because Mexico didn't do anything to stop these people coming our way. So what we're going to do, America, is gather up these illegals from all across the country through multiple means, you know, traffic stops, like I said, and regular arrests and catching these people engaging in home invasions or whatever else. Gather them up, put them on buses, bring them to the southern border, just have a hub, you know, maybe that's El Paso, Texas or wherever, and then just have a train of buses going south every day and dropping them off in Mexico. And if Mexico says, no, they're not welcome here, well, then, you know, you bring in a military brigade to defend the buses to drop these people off in Mexico. And you tell Mexico, look, you don't have a choice in this matter. You let these people through. Now we're pushing them back. So you can go pound sand, or you can get hit with gunfire and artillery and gunships and whatever else, because we're dropping these people off here in Mexico. You deal with them now. They're your problem because you let them through. And yeah, if Mexico gives you crap about it, just bring in artillery. It's like, hey, artillery sends a message, which is get back, by the way. You know, don't stay in your current area. Retreat. So you just lay down a bunch of artillery fire, and then you bring in the buses, you drop off all the illegals, you turn around, and you leave Mexico, and then you close the gate. All right? And then, to stop all those people from coming back across, you put the military on the border. The U.S. southern border should be manned by the U.S. military. And a bunch of drones, of course. And anybody that tries to come across gets arrested. And they either get prosecuted and thrown into a prison camp, or they get shoved back across the border to Mexico, whatever is the best policy at the time. Now, just to be clear, I welcome legal immigration. Just to be clear, I'm married to an immigrant. Many of the people I work with as business partners are legal immigrants. They were not born in America. They came to America, and they pursued the American dream. And they make really great Americans, by the way, when they come in legally and when they've left countries of tyranny or extreme socialism or communism that want to come to America and contribute to society and be innovators and entrepreneurs and successful business people. They make some of the very best Americans, in fact. And I welcome those Americans all day, every day. I mean, those migrants to become Americans. We should always welcome qualified people. We should always welcome business leaders, inventors, entrepreneurs, and so on into our country. So I'm not talking about shutting down all immigration. I'm talking about shutting down illegal criminal trespassing. That's got to be stopped, and it has to be stopped by all means. And so maybe the first time you catch them, you know, you fingerprint them, and you say, this is it. This is your last warning. You take them back to Mexico, you drop them off, and you give them a message. If you come back into America again, next time you're going to a prison labor camp, and you'll be sentenced to, you know, 2 to 5 years of hard labor. Oh, you wanted to work in America? Yeah, we can make that dream come true. It's just you won't get paid for it. You'll be working at a prison camp. And then if they come back into America again, you fingerprint them, you catch them. Oh, guess what? This is your second strike. You're sentenced to a prison labor camp. And you might say, well, that's not right. That's slavery. Well, we warned them. You know what I'm saying? We warned them. Now there has to be some kind of legitimate punishment in order to send a message so that others don't come here. And if they get caught a third time, I mean, after they serve their sentence, you know, you ship them back across the border. If they get caught a third time, then, you know, maybe it's a much longer sentence. I don't know. But at the same time all of this is happening, you have to stop all the incentives. No more freebies for illegals, for God's sake. You can't give them free hotel rooms. You can't give them free debit cards and free food and free mobile phones and all these incentives. Like cities like New York City, they're spending billions of dollars, literally, on these incentives to attract more illegals to their city, while Mayor Adams there is complaining that the city's going to collapse because of all the influx of illegals. So then they roll out more money for more incentives. It's completely insane. So stop the incentives, arrest the ones you can, ship them out the first time. They come back, you put them in prison camps. You send a powerful message that criminal trespassing against the United States of America will not be tolerated. You've got to start sending a message that you can't just come to America just because you want to and get a bunch of freebies and get a driver's license. No, you got to stand in line. You got to stand in line. You got to go through the process and you have to be approved. Now, as far as that goes, by the way, I don't mind expanding legal immigration. I don't mind that at all. If you want to expand legal immigration and bring in some high merit individuals, just up the numbers, but make sure that they can contribute to America, that they're going to become part of American culture and start businesses and hire people and start manufacturing more domestically and bring a bunch of money and capital to this country. I'm all for it, man. We should expand immigration legally, but we've got to halt illegal immigration. If we do those two things, then we can make America great again with the help of qualified migrants who want to join the American dream and participate in what America has to offer. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, naturalnews.com, and a proud Texan. God bless America. God bless Texas. Take care. Here's what we've got back in stock right now at healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. We've got the toothpaste, the Groovy Bee brand toothpaste there that everybody loves, and we don't know if we're ever going to get any more because this is the toothpaste that the FDA Office of Importation tried to destroy, or tried to get us to destroy it, for no reason. And then, of course, we had our lawyers talk to them, and then they released it and said, oh, oops, we made a mistake. So now we have Groovy Bee toothpaste here that is back in stock at the store. Trail mix that people absolutely love. Remember, everything is laboratory tested. Almost all the ingredients we have are certified organic. And we do extensive lab testing, testing for heavy metals and glyphosate, and for many of our products, also testing for aflatoxins. For everything, we test for microbiology, E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold, and so on. Check out our macaroni and cheese instant meals there. You just boil water. You put in the macaroni, which is made out of quinoa, amaranth, and organic rice, all organic ingredients. It's got a really great texture. And then the cheese powder sauce is with real organic powdered cream, real organic cheddar cheese powder, real organic butter powder, onion powder, and so on. It's the best macaroni and cheese you've ever had. Certainly the healthiest and cleanest. In addition, we've got quercetin supplements and our Seven Treasures mushroom blend, which is, of course, a combination of different functional mushrooms, including lion's mane mushroom, which is one of my favorite mushrooms because that's what I use, you know, after I severely lacerated my finger. But lion's mane, check out the website, by the way. Here's what lion's mane actually looks like growing in the wild. Pretty cool, right? We've got a lot of items here available now in stock, ready to ship out at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that all of your purchases help support this free speech platform to support our interviews, our investigations, and our broadcasts that bring you news and analysis every single day that you just won't find on places like YouTube, which are heavily censored. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams of healthrangerstore.com. Take care. The hurricane that recently blew through Texas caused over 2 million people to lose power in the Houston area. And more people have lost power, you know, throughout Texas and other states as well as this has moved through. Our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, has a sister site called BeReady123.com. If you go there, you'll find that they've got power solutions, backup power systems right here. They've got solar generators. They've got storage systems. They've got a survival go bag on top of that, and many other items. Plus, of course, you can get satellite phones and backup communication devices from them. They've made them all affordable with a monthly payment instead of having to buy everything up front with the phones. But if you go there, BeReady123.com, you'll find these systems that I use as backup power systems. And right now, the power grid is less reliable than ever before. It seems like we're suffering more kind of storms or, you know, outages or just cyber attacks on the power grid from time to time. It's always important to have a backup system. These solar generators, you can charge them from the sun. Obviously, they have built-in charge controllers and inverters. You can run small refrigerators off of these if you want to, or even blenders. You can recharge computers or mobile phones or batteries for flashlights or even night vision devices. So this is a really important technology area to make sure that you have squared away for your own personal preparedness and survival planning. Again, just check out the website, BeReady123.com, or you can go to the Satellite Phone Store if you just want the comms equipment, and that's at Sat123.com. And thank you for supporting our sponsors.